everything, Lobsang realised. Everything from her expression to the way she stood. Some people fade into the background. Miss Susan faded into the foreground. She stood out. Everything she stood in front of became nothing more than background. Finished, she said. Seen everything? Sorry. Have you seen an old man, dressed a bit like me, with one of these on his back? No. Now it's my turn. Have you got rhythm? What? Susan rolled her eyes. All right, do you have music? Not on me, no. And you certainly haven't got a girl, said Miss Susan. I saw Old Man Trouble go past a few minutes ago. It'd be a good idea if you don't bump into him then. And is he likely to have taken my friend? I doubt it. And Old Man Trouble is more an it than a he. Anyway, there's far worse than him around right now. Even the bogeymen have gone to ground. Look, time has stopped, right? Said Lobsang. Yes. So how can you be here talking to me? I'm not what you might call a creature of time, said Miss Susan. I work in it, but I don't have to live there. There are a few of us about. Like this Old Man Trouble you mentioned. Right. And the Hogfather, the Tooth Fairy, the Sandman, people like that. I thought they were mythical. So? Susan glanced out of the mouth of the alley again. And you're not? I take it you didn't stop the clock, said Miss Susan, looking up and down the street. No, I was too late. Perhaps I shouldn't have gone back to help Lutsay. I'm sorry. You were dashing to prevent the end of the world, but you stopped to help some old man. You hero. Oh, I wouldn't say that I was a... And then Lobsang stopped. She hadn't said, you hero, in the tone of you star. It had been in the tone in which people say, you idiot. I see a lot of your sort, Susan went on. Heroes have a very strange grasp of elementary maths, you know. If you'd smashed the clock before it struck, everything would have been fine. Now the world has stopped and we've been invaded and we're probably all going to die just because you stopped to help someone. I mean, very worthy and all that, but very, very human. She used the word as if she meant it to mean silly. You mean you need cool, calculating bastards to save the world, do you? Said Lobsang. The cool calculation does help, I must admit, said Susan. Now shall we go and look at this clock? Why? The damage is done now. If we smash it, it'll only make things worse. Besides, the spinner started to run wild, and I felt... Cautious, said Susan. Good. Caution is sensible. But there's something I want to check. Lobsang tried to pull himself together. This strange woman had the air of someone who knew exactly what she was doing, who knew exactly what everyone was doing. And besides, what alternative did he have? Then he remembered the yoghurt pot. "Does this mean anything?" he said. "I'm certain it was dropped in the street after time stopped." She took the pot and examined it. "Oh," she said casually. "Ronnie's been around, has he?" "Ronnie?" "Oh, we all know Ronnie." "What's that supposed to mean?" "Let's just say, if he found your friend, then your friend is going to be okay. Probably okay. More okay than he would be if just about anything else found him, at least. Look, this is not a time when you should be worrying about one person. Cold calculation, right?" She stepped out into the street. Lobsang followed. Susan walked as if she owned the street. She scanned every alley and doorway, but not like a potential victim apprehensive of attackers. It seemed to Lobsang that she was disappointed to find nothing dangerous in the shadows. She reached the shop, stepped inside, and paused for a moment to regard the floating flower of broken glass in the shop. Her expression suggested that she considered it to be a perfectly normal kind of thing to find, and had seen far more interesting things. Then she walked on and stopped at the inner door. There was still a glow from the crack, but it was dimmer now. "Settling down," she said. "Shouldn't be too bad, but there's two people in here." "Who?" "Wait, I'll open the door, and be careful." The door moved very slowly. Lobsang stepped into the workshop after the girl. The spinner began to speed up. The clock glowed in the middle of the floor, painful to look at. But he stared nevertheless. It's just as I imagined it," he said. "It's the way to..." "Don't go near it," said Susan. "It's uncertain."